WCWP,
Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
As you may have heard, Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri is not going to be anymore after tomorrow night. There's one special show tonight and one tomorrow night. But this time, we're taking a 60-year musical journey, playing songs in five-year increments from 1963 to 2023. The lone 1963 entry is from Volume 2 by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass. Yes, this was one of three records using that moniker instead of "and the Tijuana Brass." Surfin' Senorita starts our journey that will mostly sound like this isn't the penultimate Instrumental Invasion.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie. And you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Wes Montgomery with the 1968 entry of this 60-year musical journey, Wes's interpretation of "For Carlos" by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, known here as "Wind Song," here being "Down Here on the Ground," released 2 years after the Brass original on SRO. The "For Carlos" / "Wind Song" writers were Herb, guitarist John Pisano, and drummer Nick Ciroli. Paul Francis Webster and Neil Larson were added to the "Wind Song" composer credits, and I'm unsure why. I know "Down Here on the Ground" was recorded at the legendary Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. Don Sebesky arranged and conducted its tracks. Wes Montgomery was on his signature electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Herbie Hancock on the distinct Van Gelder Studio piano, and I assume he was on harpsichord too, Grady Tate of Schoolhouse Rock fame on drums, percussion by Ray Barreto, 6 years removed from his Charanga Moderna record, Mike Manieri played vibraphone, George Ricci was on cello, Emmanuel Vardy on viola, the violin duo of Gene Orloff and Raul Polyakin, and the flute / oboe trio of Hubert Laws, George Marge, and Romeo Penke. Wes's cover of the Tijuana Brass was preceded by Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass, as they were known in 1963, where we heard Surfin' Senorita on Volume 2, their second album. I have little information to share from that, other than its writers were the A&M of A&M Records, Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss. From "Wind Song" to "Song of the New World" by pianist McCoy Tyner, his orchestral 1973 song recorded across the Hudson River at A&R Studios. "Song of the New World," McCoy Tyner, Instrumental Invasion.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, John Zoni. We were in 1978 for Puppets Dance, a dance of multiple puppets by Jean-Luc Ponty from Cosmic Messenger. Jean-Luc was the composer of Puppets Dance and the orchestrator, organist, and five-string electric violinist on it. Peter Maunu and Joaquin Livano were each on electric guitars, Ralph Armstrong on electric bass, Alan Zavad on electric piano, and Casey Shirell on acoustic drums and percussion. Before that, in 73, McCoy Tyner with "Song of the New World," the title track and last track on his Third Stream jazz album. Third Stream is a fusion of jazz and classical, and that was on McCoy's mind when he wrote "Song of the New World" and had William Fisher conduct its players. McCoy Tyner was on piano. Hubert Laws, heard with Wes Montgomery in 68, played piccolo and flute. Sonny Fortune Just on flute, Junie Booth on acoustic bass, Alphonse Mouzon on drums, and a string section. The strings had six violinists, including Sanford Allen, acoustic violin, mind you, two on viola, Julian Barber and Alfred Brown, and two on cello, Kermit Moore and Ronald Lipscomb. Next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's 60-year musical journey, Cassiopeia will dazzle us with their 1983 entry.
WCWP.
At 9 p.m.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Time for Cassiopeia to dazzle us in 1983 with Dazzling.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Travis, that was Dan Siegel with his composition, The Getaway, the title track to his, Dan's, 1993 CD, as our 60-year musical journey rolls on. Dan played piano and keyboards on The Getaway, the song. Tolok Olstad was on harmonica, Boney James on tenor sax, Mike Miller on guitar, Dwayne Smitty Smith on bass, Randy Drake on drums, and Lenny Castro with percussion. Before The Getaway in 93, it was Thy Kingdom Come by Special Effects from Double Feature in 88. Chiele Minucci wrote Thy Kingdom Come and was heard on acoustic and electric guitars. It was just electric for Mike Miller on The Getaway. Chiele also provided the tape loop, and his special effects co-leader George Jinda was on much percussion, specifically rattles, cowbell, bell trees, woodblock, and temple blocks. Michael Bearden played keyboards, Robbie Condor with the keyboard melody, Mark Egan on bass, and Omar Hakim on drums. Cassiopeia started the set in 1983. Dazzling was their song, and Photographs is where it appeared. Dazzling writer Issei Noro played dazzling electric guitar and dazzled with Earth, Wind, and Fire-esque vocals. I like to make a train whistle motion for the choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo parts. The other three members of Cassiopeia on Dazzling were Minoru Mukaya on keyboards, Tetsuo Sakurai on bass, and Akira Jimbo on drums and percussion. The EWF-adjacent Ramsey Lewis has a different Fire and Rain to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Kimeri. But I say Shimeri, no matter what Chiele says.
WCWP.
After over 3.5 years on WCWP, Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri is ending its run with a three-night send-off. Listen Wednesday night at 9 for song pairs from 2023 albums, Thursday night at 9 for a 60-year musical journey, and Friday night at 9, the finale. Say goodbye to Instrumental Invasion Wednesday through Friday at 9 p.m. on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
There are a ton of social networking websites.
.org.
WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We continue our 60-year musical journey with two songs from 1998. The first one is unrelated to James Taylor, Fire and Rain, a Ramsey Lewis original.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bernie. Same Old Love was the Anita Baker hit, covered by Kirk Whalum, the second in a pair of 1998 songs from Kirk's For You CD. For all of us. Darryl K. Roberts and Marilyn McLeod were the writers of Same Old Love, 365 Days a Year, that's the full title, sung on Anita's Rapture album in 86. It was a single in February 87 and made three U.S. Billboard charts, number 8 on Hot R&B / Hip-Hop Songs, 6 on Adult Contemporary Tracks, and 44 on Hot 100. Those are modern category names, by the way. Paul Brown produced Kirk Whalum's cover of Same Old Love, and For You as a Whole. He didn't play guitar here, but will next hour in the 2018 set. Spoilers, Paul handled programming on this track, Kirk was on tenor sax, Greg Kourakos played Rhodes piano, Tim Heintz on other keyboards, Tony Maiden on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Lil John Roberts on drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. The first song from 1998 was the Ramsey Lewis original Fire and Rain from Dance of the Soul. Four people not named James Taylor wrote this Fire and Rain. Ramsey Lewis on piano, his son Frayne was the producer, Kevin Randolph on keyboards, and Lambert Waldrop. Lambert played drum programming on an earlier Dance of the Soul track, but nothing on Fire and Rain. Oscar Seton was on real drums, Charles Webb on bass, Alejo Poveda with percussion, and Donica Henderson on vocals. Taking us into hour two, a couple of 2003 tunes led by the Bernie Williams, center fielder for the New York Yankees. It's Bernie's short, slow, solo guitar cover of Samba Novo by Baden Powell. Bernie Williams, Samba Novo, or Samba Novo.
This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
WCWP.
It's hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one covered 40 years of a 60-year musical journey, ending in the year 2003, and a pair of acoustic guitar-driven songs. Song two, from 03, was Shelter Island Drive by Acoustic Alchemy from Radio Contact, fitting for a radio show like Instrumental Invasion. Two of Shelter Island Drive's composers are the titular lead duo, Greg Carmichael, the boss, on nylon string guitar, and Miles Gilderdale on steel string guitar and vocals. Keyboardist Jamie Norton was the third writer. Chuck Loeb was featured on a non-specific acoustic guitar, Frank Felix on electric bass, Greg Granger on drums, percussion by Mario Argandoña, and Eddie M. with the alto sax solo on the fade-out. I hosted the Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP in 2003 and played tracks like Shelter Island Drive off Radio Contact. I did the same for tracks on the Bernie Williams CD, The Journey Within. One such track, Samba Novo, a solo acoustic guitar cover of Brazilian guitarist Baden Powell, based on Powell's 1974 live performance at a significantly faster tempo than Bernie played it. We have 20 more years to cover in hour two, but with three songs from a given year, except for 2023. First of three from the 2008 set is Three Circles by Yellow Jackets, featuring Mike Stern on electric guitar.
It's Mike, WCWP Shamari.
Mike, WCWP Shamari is hosting Instrumental Invasion's 60-year musical journey. Throwing It Down by Wayman Tisdale was the third song in the 2008 set from Rebound. Wayman threw it down on lead bass for Throwing It Down, which he wrote with Darren Ron. Darren was featured on tenor sax and wore many other hats, producing, recording, engineering, playing Rhodes piano, keyboards, drum programming, and horn section saxes and arrangement. Darren's twin brother Jason Ron Zimmerman played trumpets and flugelhorn in the horn section, Frank Selman on electric guitar, and Mel Brown on rhythm bass with a synth bass pedal effect. Wayman and Mel's basses were electric, while the middle 2008 song had acoustic bass. David Benoit's cover of Song for My Father by the Horace Silver Quintet, part of Heroes, a CD where David covered his musical inspirations, and wrote one original. Speaking of originals, let's go in depth about the original Song for My Father. Well, the LP was another Van Gelder studio recording, like Wes Montgomery's Down Here on the Ground. The cover art featured Horace's father, John Tavares Silver, like former Islanders center John Tavares. Obviously, the song is for the elder Silver, who named his son Horace Ward Martin Tavares Silver. In Horace's words, quote, "My mother was of Irish and African-American descent." I can't say the five-letter word he used. "My father of Portuguese origin. He was born on the island of Mayo, one of the Cape Verde Islands," unquote. Horace composed Song for My Father, Conchiga Para Mio Pai, while attempting to use bossa nova rhythm observed on his quintet's trip to Brazil. The melody was inspired by old Cape Verdean folk music he heard from his father, John. Getting technical, it has a 24-bar AAB construction, is in 4/4 time, was composed in F minor, has a bossa nova feel, so the attempt was successful, a bass ostinato, uses even eighth notes instead of swing eighths, and contains four chords: F minor ninth, E flat ninth, D flat ninth, C ninth. And the last bit of business, the opening bass piano notes were borrowed by Steely Dan for the 1974 song, there's that year again, Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Don't lose sight of how this was David Benoit's cover of Song for My Father that we heard. David was on piano, like Horace, David Hughes on acoustic bass, like Teddy Smith, the unrelated Jamie Tate on drums, like Roger Humphreys, and new to the cover, percussion, courtesy of Brad Dutz. I have much less info to share about the first 2008 song, Three Circles by Yellow Jackets from Life Cycle, featuring Mike Stern on electric guitar. The four members of Yellow Jackets wrote Three Circles collectively: Russell Ferrante on piano and keyboards, Jimmy Haslip on electric bass, Bob Mincer on tenor sax, and Marcus Baylor on drums. There. Done. 2013, next on Instrumental Invasion, with Mike Shamari.
WCWP!
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Friday night starting at 7 here on WCWP.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
From 2008 to 2013 and Bridgetown to Beantown by Barbados born and raised Boston resident Elon Trotman.
Hi, this is saxophonist and bassist Gerald Albright, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Gerald was featured on tenor sax for De Groove, written and performed by Brian Simpson from Just What You Need, the third 2013 song of our 60-year musical journey. Ron King was unofficially featured on trumpet, Brian on piano and keyboards, Jerry Johnson on guitar, Jerry with a G, like Gerald, Alex Al on bass, as he was with Kirk Whalum last hour, Michael White on drums, and another Brian, Brian Kilgore, with percussion. The middle 2013 entry was by Marion Meadows, Curves from Whisper, written by its only two performers, Marion on soprano sax and vocals, and Carlo Pennessy on keyboards, electric guitar, bass, and drum and percussion programming. Carlo also produced, mixed, and engineered Curves. We started the 2013 set with Elon Trotman on tenor sax and flute. His song, track 3 on Tropicality, was his life's journey, Bridgetown to Beantown. Elon Trotman was born and raised in Barbados and went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. He is now an associate professor in Berklee's ensemble department and, of course, touring the world as a smooth jazz saxophonist. Elon composed Bridgetown to Beantown with the non-playing Mark Copeland. Jeff Lorber was featured on keyboards. Sergio Jansen on acoustic guitar, Alex Alla third time on bass, twice in one set, Tony Moore played drums and percussion and steel pans, perhaps, by Luis Conte. Jeff Lorber returns to close the show in 2023, but Paul Brown returns on guitar with a 2018 tribute to Jeff Golub. That's next as Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari's 60-year musical journey enters the home stretch.
WCWP.
Does music reflect the times?
3-1-2-3.
WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Paul Brown gets the 2018 ball rolling with Blues for Jeff. Jeff Golub.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John Cummins. That's the last set of songs from a given year, that year being 2018, and Just Being Me, the Nick Colione album from which we heard Be Yourself, sans the Y and the O. Like Curves by Marion Meadows, the two composers of Be Yourself were the only two performers, and one of them did most of the work. Nick Colione was on guitar and Chris Big Dog Davis on keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, producing, and mixing. A traditional trio had song two from 2018, Lisa Hilton with Twists of Fate from Oasis, defined in her liner notes as, quote, something serving as a refuge or relief. That's what this show has always been. Lisa was the sole composer of Twists of Fate and played piano. Lucas Curtis was on acoustic bass, and Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums. The elder Mark Whitfield was on the lone special effects album without Chiele Minucci, Here to Stay, in 1997. He wasn't here to stay. He was one and done. Song one from 2018 was Blues for Jeff by Paul Brown, a tribute to guitarist Jeff Golub from another guitarist on Paul's Uptown Blues CD. The writers were Paul Brown on lead guitar, he's another Kirk Whalum returnee, by the way, and Tommy Kaye on rhythm guitar. Marco Bashi played piano and keyboards, Roberto Valli on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, Dan Siegel returnee, Lenny Castro on percussion, with another two-man horn section, Lee Thornburg on trumpet and horn arrangement, and Greg Vale on saxophones, soloing on tenor for the fade-out. Uptown Blues featured unrelated Nashville keyboardist brother Paul Brown, or bro Paul Brown. I used to think brother Paul Brown credits were guitarist Paul Brown under a pseudonym because he was on too many instruments for a given track. Nope, different Paul Brown, and he wasn't a football head coach either. The Jeff Lorber fusion have the last song of this 60-year musical journey. The Drop is the song and the title track from the 2023. Jeff Lorber, heard a segment ago with Elon Trotman, is the writer of The Drop and the player of piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, and rhythm guitar. Paul Jackson Jr. plays the other rhythm guitar, Randall Clark on alto sax, Gary Novak on drums, David Mann with the one-man horn arrangement and performance, and Cornelius Mims on bass, not Jimmy Haslip, formerly of Yellow Jackets, who played Three Circles in the 2008 set. Jimmy produced The Drop, the album, with Jeff more than he played bass on it. Four tracks, including one with Corny. Well, thank you very much for listening to this next-to-last Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as we drop out with The Drop, the song by the Jeff Lorber Fusion. Back tomorrow night for the finale. See you then.